This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, April 15th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. Tax day is here if you thought doing your taxes this year was complicated. Chris Edwards, the Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, says just wait until next year.
Every April 15th tax day comes along, and politicians always denounce the complexity of the tax code and say they have to lighten the tax burden on Americans, but they don't do anything about it. And this year is no different. The tax code is more complicated than ever. There are now 67,000 pages of tax laws and tax regulations in the federal tax code, up from just 40,000 pages of laws and regulations just a decade ago. So under Democratic governments, under Republican governments, the tax code gets more and more complicated. President Bush hasn't done anything about this problem. The Democratic contenders for the White House are not addressing this issue. In fact, Senators Obama and Senator Clinton have promised all kinds of new special narrow loopholes in the tax code, which would only make things worse. The complexity, isn't a problem in addition to the large, frankly, huge tax burden over that Americans pay, over $20,000 per household now paid in federal taxes. This problem is getting worse, and I don't hear any federal policymakers addressing it.
What about the tax changes on the horizon in terms of tax cuts and AMT affecting more people?
There's two big tax issues on the horizon for average families. One is the expiration of President Bush's tax cuts at the end of 2010. At the end of 2010, all of the Bush tax cuts expire, including his rate reductions, the child tax credit, the lower capital gains tax rate, the lower dividend tax rate. And as people often forget about, President Bush greatly expanded savings tax incentives such as the individual retirement accounts, IRAs. All those benefits get reduced or repealed at the end of 2010. So the next president and Congress have to deal with this issue as a top priority.
It's hard for taxpayers to focus on the complexity of the tax code because there is no one single tax that they pay. All they know is at the end of the day, they're going to write a check for this amount, having put their income in various forms through this very complicated formula.
Well, that's right. Over 60% of families now give all their tax information to a professional like H&R Block and other companies to file their taxes for them. This is an indicator, of course, of how complicated the tax code has become, and it's really a bad sign because it's divorcing Americans from feeling the pain and burden of the cost of government to an extent. I mean, it's a good thing that people have to sit down and be confronted directly with how much their government costs them, and the more that burden gets shifted onto professionals is probably a bad thing for the size of government.
Given the wide range of tax regimes that exist around the world, where does the U.S. fall in terms of complexity and benefits to taxpayers?
That is a huge question. Generally, United States is kind of a middle-of-the-road country. We have a little bit lower burden of taxes overall compared to the size of the economy than some of the continental European countries. On the other hand, there's a lot of countries around the world, Japan, Korea, Ireland, and others, where the overall burden of government is about the same as in the United States. Switzerland is another good example. But the United States does a lot of things wrong with its tax code. We have very high taxes on savings and investment. We have the second highest corporate tax rate in the world. If Bush tax cuts on dividends expire at the end of 2010, we will have the single highest tax rate on dividends in the world, a remarkable 64%, the tax rate on dividends, which distorts corporate decision-making, leads to bad investment decisions. So there's a lot of bad things wrong with a corporate income tax that we could fix, even aside from the overall burden of government.
Are there advantages to having a higher single rate than what may in fact be a lower rate, but one that is extremely complex and costs people, tens of thousands or however many man hours it's required to actually comply with the system?
Yeah, there is an issue that with a really ugly tax code like we have now that's extremely complicated, extremely frustrating to business, perhaps there is more pushback from taxpayers on the size of government. That is true. If you had a very simple tax system that was invisible from voters, perhaps it was all collected at the business level, for example, like the European value-added taxes or VATs, if you know, by making the government more invisible, it may be that you get a bigger overall size of government. There's another question about how many different types of taxes should you have. A big government strategy is to load the burden onto as many different tax bases as possible. You collect some from sales, some from property taxes, some from income taxes, some from business. By spreading the burden around, it's a big government strategy to maximize the overall take from individuals. So there's a very good argument in limiting the number of taxpayers, tax bases that the government can exploit. And that's something that taxpayers should always be concerned about is when policymakers want to create a whole new different types of taxes.
It also has interest groups that play off each other, the potential enhancement of power for the lawmakers.
Well, that's right. I mean, there's a big government divide and conquer strategy with our tax code. You offer special tax breaks for senior citizens. You offer special tax breaks for homeowners, for people with kids, for married couples, etc. By doing that, you sort of divide and conquer. People fight for narrow loopholes rather than everyone getting together and demanding lower overall rates.
Chris Edwards is Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute and co-author of the forthcoming book, The Global Tax Revolution. You can read more on tax policy at cato.org.